Good day, everyone. This is Martha Childress, and welcome to the Natural Choice Network, a local platform and meeting place where sustainable living comes live. Naturalchoice.net and the Natural Choice Network have many great ways for a conscious community to connect, stay up to date on green resources, natural health, natural food, and mind spirit. And you can also stay connected right here with me every Tuesday at 12:30 on Alternative Talk 1150. Well, we're in the full swing of summer, so it's high time to make the most of our outdoor spaces or to take the time to make those spaces more usable, enjoyable, and sustainable. So with me today is Ladd Smith and Mark Guile from In Harmony Sustainable Landscapes. And Ladd and Mark are true pioneers, advocates, and educators on eco-friendly landscape and gardening practices, as well as design. And I'm very excited to have you both with me in the studio on the show today. So welcome.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, thank you for having us here. We're excited.
Yeah, well, I love the story. I don't know which one of you wants to jump in, of how the two of you originally met and then how you hooked up again up here in the Northwest to start In Harmony.
Well, Mark and I was born and raised in Reno, Nevada. Mark was raised in Tahoe and then came down to work in Reno. And we actually worked across the street from each other, him doing landscaping on this one condominium, and I was mowing lawns on this one apartment building area. And we did that for 2 or 3 years, never, probably drove by each other many, many, many times, never knew each other. And so I moved up here in February of 1991, and Mark moved up here within 1 week after that. And
we hadn't actually met. I thought you met, so you were just next door.
That makes it even more fun.
You just had the vibe. Yeah. You're vibing each other.
So Mark got a job 1 day after I got a job at this company up in here in Seattle, and the general manager comes by and he goes, "Lad, here's Mark Guile. He's from Reno, Nevada." And I go, "Reno, Nevada? Oh, my gosh." You know, we start talking about everything that's Reno and all of our commonalities and golfing and all this stuff, and became like fast friends within a couple of days. And then a couple of years, when this company got sold out to another company, we didn't want to be a part of it anymore, decided to do something on our own. And because of our passion for the environment and stuff, it was a perfect partnership.
Yeah, now talk about how that kind of evolved with you, because I know you were really early on the landscape, in the sustainable landscape.
Well, yeah, this is our 24th year of being in harmony with the environment and such. Yeah. And really from the beginning when we decided to do it, I think for us it was a passion. You know, I mean, it's just like we really felt this is the way to go. But even back then, almost 30 years ago, it wasn't the way that people were thinking about it. So there was still better living through chemistry and stuff like that. So it's been a slow change, but it's definitely a change now where, you know, you look in our environment up here, people want to be environmental. They want to be sustainable.
Yeah, because I was going to ask you, you know, not to have a pun, no, you know, breaking ground in the sustainable landscape.
That is a good one.
How much, you know, over all those years, what kind of transition and the trends that you've seen in, and I think everybody now obviously pays a whole lot more attention to the environment, and that's kind of more of a regular, but it's just far as just kind of trends, because I still remember it was the Roadies and Beauty Bark for so long around here.
And it still is. Now they have colored Beauty Bark, you know, which is just
lava
like,
rock.
That's a trend backwards, we think, you know. But I think a large one for us is people's more awareness of what they use in their yards and the impacts it can have outside of their yard. And the pesticides is probably the largest ones. You know, I mean, people have really reduced the amount of pesticides they're using compared to when it used to just be you put things down certain times a year just because you needed to kill something, where there's a lot more of awareness now of being nicer to the world.
Yeah, and Mark, you're, you know, because you come from kind of the desert, I'm sure you've learned so much about a lot of the native species and everything around here. But there's a lot of stuff that I thought was native, but it's invasive. It was brought here. So even though I saw it here. So tell us about some of the importance of kind of avoiding some of those invasive species, like...
Well,
the
English ivy
that's taken the forest over. Oh, gosh.
And,
yeah.
You know, they're pretty. We don't realize these things when we bring them into our climate here, that they're going to be an out of control plant.
Yeah.
And so I think we've done a pretty good job of identifying what's a noxious weed and what's not. And, you know, there's a list that you can get that will, share some of that with you. You know what we should be planting.
Well, English ivy is
ivy. Things like butterfly bush. mm-hmm. you know, buddleia that people love, but it can be evasive. It can just show up anywhere.
Did I hear that a lot of those that one really, really bad invasive blackberry isn't even in Scotch broom?
Introduced.
The blackberry is a Himalaya, they call it.
Yeah, the Himalayan blackberry,
And I have a friend that has a farm in Kansas, and they try to grow a blackberry there, and they can't grow it. So it's just because, yeah.
Find out what's in their soil.
That's
bring it over here.
Well, they can have some of ours.
It's just so dry and hot. This is a perfect climate for it, you know?
Yeah.
Especially, this is why it thrives along our waterways and stuff. And
And clogs like the slough. You know, I know they've been doing a lot of reclamation there.
Yeah, yes.
And trying to do that. Well, we'll be right back after this short break, so please stay tuned, and we have a lot more from Mark and Ladd.
Having a good mattress is a non-medical approach to improve your sleep experience. Bedrooms & More has the largest selection of natural and organic mattresses in Seattle. Our store has been family-owned and operated since 1972. Much of our furniture is made in Washington, and many of the mattresses are made in the Pacific Northwest. Our products are made with organic cotton, organic wool, natural latex, and organic sateen ticking. Say goodbye to synthetics, polyurethane, toxins, dyes, and off-gassing materials, and get a better sleep now. Call 206-633-4494 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search bedrooms.
Wouldn't you like to cut 40 to 60% off your heating and cooling bills? Ground Source Energy Northwest can help. Utilizing geothermal energy systems, you can save by harnessing the sun's free energy from the ground around you. You can even get up to a 30% tax credit as well. Call Ground Source Energy Northwest today to get your free, no-obligation analysis. Don't forget to ask about their green energy efficient programs. Start saving now. Call 425-941-2476 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Ground Source Energy.
What does natural dental mean to you? To Dr. Jessica Saboff, natural dental care means preserving as much of your natural tooth as possible. She'll strengthen and improve what you have instead of drilling it away or covering it up. You'll like her gentle, holistic approach and sensitivity to your preferences. Not only does Dr. Saboff care about you, she cares about the environment as well. Dr. Saboff was the winner of the 2011 King County Green Globe Award. To find out more, call 425-427-8899 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search natural dental.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, I'm Melinda Epler of the PPATCH Trust, and this is the Natural Choice Network on Seattle's Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back. I'm here with Ladd Smith and Mark Guile of In Harmony Sustainable Landscapes, and we're talking about how to create and sustain landscapes that are not only environmentally friendly, but also friendly and inviting to all of our senses and sensibilities. So, Ladd, talk about the importance again to you're called In Harmony, but you also want to be in harmony with your environment. So can you expand on that a little bit?
Well, I think for us, it's an awareness, you know, that every action, there's a reaction. And the same thing happens with our gardens. You know, we just can't go out and throw chemicals out there with not knowing that something else is going to happen detrimental usually from those products. And a lot of it is done without us knowing about it. You know, I mean, someone can spray a weed killer and you can see if it's going to do damage on other plants. But what we're not seeing is the products that end up in our waterways.
Yeah.
And then they're in every one of our waterways. And that's becoming more people aware of just not only the environment up here, but it's like the things that we don't see that are causing us problems.
The birds and the bees.
Yeah.
Water quality.
Water quality is a huge one now.
Yeah. Are there some plants in particular that help attract and can support the birds and the bees? I know there's
all kinds. You know, the natives tend to be one of the better plant selections for attracting birds because of the berries and typically, you're less maintenance plants because they're adapted here. They're perfect for the climate, of course. That's why.
Yeah, and with the weather we've been having, you know, lately, it seems like every summer we have kind of a deeper drought.
Yes.
And, you know, so we've got the wet winters, and then we've got these really, really dry drought summers. So correct. What are some of your recommendations with that?
Well, I think what we're seeing, too, is the challenges from that, where we have an overabundance of moisture in the wintertime.
Yeah.
Like, I think I was just reading through Cisco Morris's article that we get 36 inches of rain every year, but a majority of that is during our winter, and then we get not more than 6 or 7 during, you know, 6 months now of summertime and stuff. So the number one thing that people can do for taking care of their plants in winter and in summertime is start taking care of their soils, building up the soil health so you can get better drainage in wintertime. And in summertime, you get better tilth where it can hold in that moisture and not let it go as much. So it really becomes this balance of having a good soil is the best thing for saturated soils, and a good soil is the best for these dry soils and stuff. So so right now, what we're recommending to most of our clients is to cover the soil surface with mulch. I mean, with this kind of heat, if you can put down a couple inches of a layer of organic matter, it can be bark, it can be leaves, it can be grass clippings. There's so many things that are just an organic product that can be put over as a mulch layer, but it can reduce the temperature of the soil by 15 degrees.
Wow, so it's kind of like an insulation.
It's an insulation. And then it also does it in wintertime where it makes it so it doesn't get as cold during the wintertime. So just covering up soil surface with an organic product will help with that temperature, but it also helps with any rain that gets on there to slowly sink into it so you can take good care of that water when you're using it.
Your built-in drip system.
Yeah, it drips. Yeah, it really is. I mean, it's like trying to keep that, slowly put it in there, then slowly release it as the plants need it without it being evaporated off and stuff. So a mulch is probably one of the best things people can do right now.
Yeah, because, I mean, what are some things that people can look out for to see strain? I know I just planted a tree last year, and I didn't see that it was not a sun tree, and it was just flourishing and coming up, loves the space, and now I'm seeing yellow leaves.
Yeah, and we're seeing
a
lot of
drought
stress.
Is that
it's heat and intensity, and it's the intensity.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So now we're not used to it up here. You know, we're kind of used to these 70 degree days and stuff like that, and some cloud cover in the morning with the marine layer. We are starting to see now of, I mean, really, this is what people would love for summer, right? 85 degrees and sunny the whole time and stuff. But the plants aren't, if they're not prepared for it, they're really going to show drought stress. Yellow leaves, wilting, stuff like that. And that means the tree is under some intense stress.
So as far as treating the soil, you know, even temporarily in the summertime, can you do something to kind of loosen it?
The best thing right now,
direct sunlight. There's really not much you can do.
The best thing is to put some water, just
extra water.
Yep, get it through this period, and then start working on the soils for the during fall and during the getting prepared.
So they can get a nice deeper root base.
Correct, correct.
I think it's important to remember that we need to water deeply and frequently. So we're, you know, sometimes we'll water and we'll just have a large amount of water go out, and a lot of it doesn't even get into the soil. It just runs off. So waste a resource. So that's why drip systems can be good, or watering devices that slowly just put the water out so it penetrates into the root zone. And
And making sure to just water, if you're watering with a hose, you know, just water from the roots instead of just kind of spraying stuff everywhere on the leaves where it evaporates. And the long days that we're having right now, when you have a hot day on a really long day, it's not getting a break. You know, if it's like, you know, it's like 18 hours of sunlight or something.
Correct.
So just depending on when the hot days are, when is right in this time of summer, you know, closer to the equinox, that is a lot of extra strain. So this is the time to be the most,
you know, the other thing to be really aware about is the types of plants you're choosing for the location.
Exactly.
And we were coming into the building, we noticed a couple plants in severe stress, and it's actually a plant that should be in under shade, under cover.
Mm-hmm.
So really just being thoughtful of, you know, the plant we're using and where we're using it. So the right plant, right place is extremely important.
Yeah, and another thing, too, that I always think is really, really helpful to have a landscape designer with is size. You know, knowing what to choose for different size spaces. And we've got so many different, I mean, there's parts of, kind of King County and a lot of the areas where, like in Woodinville and different places, they're saying, well, you have to keep it to like 5 acres. They're not letting them break them. So you've got these huge lots. And then you've got all these small apartments and downsizing, and people still want to have some connection to nature. So that's where knowing what to put, depending on size and shape, and like you said, just assessing your kind of your client's needs. And if there's something really, really, you know, like a large properties, where you don't want to, as I say, you want to be sustainable, but you also want to create some spaces. Do you have, you know, what do you kind of suggest for keeping like the, where it goes natural and transition areas?
Well, usually when, and they are, that's how they're building the homes today. Really small landscapes, big homes. And, you know, so if I go in, if I was to go in and assess a potential landscape in a smaller environment, you know, I look at, first of all, see if they even get any sun, because sometimes the deck just shades everything out. So, again, you know, we're selecting plants that are appropriate for the space and the size, because I think one of the biggest requests we get is we don't want to have to spend a lot of time maintaining the landscape, even though we encourage people to get outside and get dirty.
Because
it's important.
So healthy.
Really. Planting appropriately to allow the plant to grow to the size it wants to, so you're not having to cut on it all the time, or just end up with a jungle effect, everything kind of growing in together. And, you know, in a smaller space, maybe you're not adding lawn. Maybe it's more patio space, or you're focusing more on and again, it will depend on the sun.
And the living space is a real big thing.
Living space.
Yep, and that's exactly what I was going to say, is more of an entertainment or living space, some place that, you know, and I believe if you can get food in the landscape, that's always a must. You know, but in these little spaces,
and
you can if you're using containers. Yeah, you know, there's a lot of people doing container gardening and small spaces that you can get some food in.
And when it's well organized, I mean, just like anything else, you bring in an interior designer. And they just were so helpful with visioning the space, and they just know right away. They can direct you, and it just takes a lot of headache and. You know, so you're not planning something that's going to be oversized and just completely dwarf everything, and that I've never done.
That's gardening. We've all done that a couple times.
This is why I recommend getting a professional to help you plan, like in harmony.
Oh, goodness.
Well, and just one more point, like you were making, is we're seeing a lot of days. There's this balance now between what people want to spend in their yards and how much time they have to do that.
Yeah.
And then wanting to know that the effort they're putting into is paying off. You know, I mean, if it's just maintenance and they're weeding all the time, no one's happy with that. That's not a good time. But if they know that they have the right size landscape and they know the amount of work they need to put into it, or the amount of fun that they can put into it to keep it going,
and
watering and picking flowers and picking fruits and stuff like that, then it becomes an enjoyable landscape. You know, so it almost becomes a, during this design process, of with the client telling us how much time they really have to be able to spend in their yard, so it can be this match too of not only plant material and size, but lifestyle.
Lifestyle. Mm-hmm. And there's so many neat products out there now too. There's more sustainable products to choose from now, like with decking and pavers. So if you get rid of the lawn, you're lowering your water bill, you're becoming more sustainable. And if you use sustainable materials, you can create these outdoor spaces and, like you say, have a lot of fun with containers. I'm noticing, and you don't have to move, you know, you can use that area. It becomes a room.
Right.
You know,
we outdoor
put a
living
table
room.
Outdoor living. Yeah. Instead of a lawn that you're watering. But I'm seeing more and more of this turf.
The artificial turf.
Yeah. And it's like, wow, there's pretty green. And then you get up a little closer. I don't know how I feel about it.
Well, they've come a long ways with the technology.
So are the pros and cons.
It look pretty authentic. And, I think the pros are less maintenance or no maintenance, zero water, zero feeding. They are more expensive to install, but I think they pay for themselves just because of the effort that you're not having to put into keeping them nice. I think the downside of it, of the artificial turf, is that you're not going to want to roll around in it, and, you know, you're not going to really feel comfortable taking your feet off, you know, taking your shoes off, and you know, like you would in real grass. And I think there's something really important about us connecting to the earth.
Yes.
You know, that when something's artificial, you're losing
that connection. Yeah, because we entrain. They even say just having your feet touch the ground
there's a grounding that happens.
It's a grounding mechanism. Yes. Yeah. Yes. You just entrain right to that. It's just like a meditation.
Exactly. And I think that's, for me, why I typically wouldn't recommend it. But if somebody doesn't have time to maintain it, and maybe they're not going to spend a lot of time on it, maybe artificial turf is the way to go.
Yeah, I hear this maintenance free, but
No.
No. there's a bunch of crap on some of those lawns, and you'd have to get a blower out or something.
Correct. It's, and they planted some of those in the city of Bothell as some city strips, like the parking strips, you know, instead of the regular turf, and took it out. And it's still got weeds, you know, because organic matter starts laying down on top of that surface. So you're going to get some weeds growing in there. And it was a lot hotter, you know what I mean, because it doesn't diffuse. It doesn't take away those temperatures. It actually adds to the heat index and stuff like that. So
and it reflects light
and
too
reflects
evenly.
Light.
And so it.
And I read an article about a guy in Everett who wanted to get rid of moles. And so he was going to put down artificial turf because he hated moles. One week after he put down his artificial turf, the mole popped up in the middle of his seam and had a big hole there. And so he was just like so over it of these moles. And it's like he spent $10,000 for this brand new front lawn. And 2 weeks later, the moles go, nuh-uh, this is still our place. So, yeah. So if you're trying to outwit Mother Nature with some of these products, she'll show you who's boss.
Yeah. As I say, there's some beautiful, you know, kind of stone pavers and things like that, too.
Yeah.
You can still put your feet on and still entrain. So talk about WISE garden design.
RainWISE?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Rain gardens?
Just, you know, some WISE choices.
WISE.
Yeah.
WISE guys.
Just really quick, you know, just some WISE gardening tips, like natural pesticides and labels and
Stuff. Well, that's one thing, is never going for a spray bottle the first thing. It's always letting Mother Nature do her act. Focusing on soil health, you know, be it mulching, be using organic fertilizers, correct watering, correct plant material, and trying to build in layers. So you have, you know, several different sizes of plants, just like Mother Nature does. So you get that, you get those canopies happening. That helps out with
and that's more
watering stuff.
And that's more interesting to, you know, looking to
it's
it.
It's interest, yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
And I think, you know, just about that in training, if you're, you know, if your landscape looks more natural, it's kind of soothing as well, too. And then I love the transitions from, like, the you know, what you see out in nature. Sometimes you'll go hiking and you're going, oh, my God, this. Mother Nature's a fantastic landscape.
Well,
how can I recreate that? But I know that's what you guys do. You find inspiration out there and bring it in.
And things are random in nature. You know, so we need tolerance. We need to realize that, you know, that we're okay with a few weeds in the yard and in the landscape, that it's just a part of this balanced ecosystem. That's what InHarmony strives for in the landscape, is trying to balance the ecosystem. So everything, the plants are healthy, everything has its place, and having tolerance for a few weeds. And so I think tolerance is really huge. And
embrace your moss. I know we've talked about that before.
Well, if you don't, it's just going to drive you
exactly.
nuts, right?
Exactly. Learn to love moss.
Well, we think InHarmony, too. It's not just plants. It's about how we treat each other. You know what I mean? So if, like, we're feeling better in our landscapes and we're nurturing, we're getting life force,
exactly.
we're a lot better to able to go out there and be able to give that to other people, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And when people have these spaces to go to, and it's adding, you know, people are noticing that and wanting that. It's adding value to the home. So it is definitely something that you definitely want to consult a professional with these days. Well, we'll be right back so Ladd and Mark can leave us with some parting thoughts. So please stay tuned.
Have you been counting sheep at night? It's time to look for a new mattress. Holy Lamb Organics is a local manufacturer dedicated to creating exceptional natural bedding products using sustainable production processes. They offer a line of organic bedding for your complete natural bedroom. No dyes, no chemicals, no synthetic fill. And most importantly, no more counting sheep. Have a natural sleep tonight. To learn more about the best options for you, call Holy Lamb Organics at 888-359-1362 or go to naturalchoice.net. Keyword search, Holy Lamb.
You can have primary care naturally. At Snohomish Naturopathic Clinic, we integrate naturopathic medicine with bodywork, skin care, and nutrition to provide you with a comprehensive set of services for treatment, prevention, and well-being. If you are worried about the radiation effect of mammography, we offer breast thermography. It's a safe alternative for expecting mothers and women with implants. We also have a Medi-Spa on site to take care of your full body needs. To check out our services, call 360-568-2686 or visit www.naturalchoice.com. Keyword search, Snohomish Clinic.
Yurts have been used as shelters by Central Asian nomads for centuries. While most of us no longer move around looking for greener pastures, we can still be nomads at heart. Nowadays, yurts have been upgraded with modern amenities,
yet they retain their connectedness with nature and the notion of a simpler, more sustainable way of life. Be at home in nature. From seaside getaways to mountain retreats, the Pacific Yurt goes where you want to be. To find out more about yurts that fit your needs, call 800-944-0240 or go to naturalchoice.net, keyword search Pacific Yurts.
Easy on the ears, good for the soul. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hi, I'm Sheila Kingsbury of Bastyr University, and this is the Natural Choice Network on Seattle's Alternative Talk 1150.
So, Lad, let me start with you. What personal message would you like to leave us with today?
Well, I think we all have the power to make big change in this world. Starting off with our landscapes is just one small part to just like know that we need to be things that we have control over, we can have big impacts over and stuff. So how we treat our plants, how we treat the insects, how we treat our animals that are coming through there and stuff can make a tremendous impact on our lives.
Yeah. From the ground up.
From the ground up. And so just being nice to each other and to our landscapes can make a big impact on our personal lives.
Yeah. Beautifully said. Mark, what would you like to add?
Yeah, I think that's well said. I think just having patience and tolerance and having compassion for all living things, because everything has its place in this world. And for us to decide what's right or wrong, I think we just appreciate diversity and the beauty that the earth has to offer and people in general. You know?
Yeah. And, you know, there's the oxygen factor, too. I mean, you just spend more time out in your yard if you have an inviting landscape. You get out there, it's healthy in so many ways, mind, body, spirit, you name it.
And it's something that I try to instill all the time is in people's, is, you know, why I think maintenance is important, because we need to get out there and we need to interact with the earth, because it's a healing process.
Absolutely.
It's healing. And then why it's important to have food, because you can be picking berries, and why kids love it so much.
They'll eat anything they can grow and pick. You want them to get eat vegetables? Plant some.
Well, I think we were healthier when we were kids and we ate mud pies.
Yeah.
And kids don't eat enough mud pies anymore, so more mud pies.
Yeah, you got to get that in. Yeah, biodometric earth or whatever they call it.
Right.
And your contact, your website?
Our website is www.inharmony.com. We're in just Bothell, Washington, local company.
And your service area?
Service area. We go all the way from Tacoma all the way up to Marysville, east to North Bend. So
I see your trucks all over the place.
Yep, we can handle almost everyone's needs.
You can also just keyword search In Harmony at naturalchoice.net, and the show will be archived there as well. So thanks so much for joining us today, Mark and Lad.
Thank you, Martha. Have a great summer.
And thanks to all of our listeners for choosing to join in, too. As you know, our choices create our experiences, and collectively, our experiences create our community. So thank you for making the natural choice.